are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CBE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. We're live in Orlando, Florida. And welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And by the way, we're not a medical show. Somebody wrote to us, what's happening in the second hour, first hour? What are you, a medical show now? Wait a minute. We're not a medical show. The whole idea was last week I started to tell people about what I'm going through. Then we got some people who wrote to us and said, maybe some other people would like to tell their stories. And right now, this show is about telling your story. That's what this whole thing started in the first place. I wanted the blind people to tell their story to the sighted people, to let the sighted people know that us, the blind people like Gary, people like myself that are blind, we're more than just blind folks. We can do a lot of things. A lot of us can do a lot of things except drive a car. And the point is, this show is about telling our story to one another. So if you have a situation that you can share, like Christine was so brave and she told her story about what she went through with breast cancer. And I guess you say, I'm very lucky because I have Lynn and all my situation I'm going through because she's there with me. So if you're alone, I understand. But part of the show is not to be embarrassed about telling your story. So if you're driving a car and you say, what is this show all about? I always say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. And it's more than just talk. We're telling stories. Today, it's all stories about medical. Next week, a story about something else. Next week's a Mother's Day special. Yes. So every week is something different on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So we're here, as we said, we're here to entertain you. True. And we do trivia, so you can have fun. But we're also here to educate you and inform you. So you might never have known what this barracks is all about. You might not know what someone who has breast cancer, what they go through. So that's what this show is all about. Mike was talking about he has COVID when he's going through all his COVID situations. So people, whatever you're going through, it's nice to share. I always say it's not, share with the good things, share with the bad things. What did you want to say, Lynn?
Well, I would like to share about this, the fact that May is National Arthritis Awareness Month. So if you would allow me to read this very quickly. The month of May is recognized each year as National Arthritis Awareness Month. The significance of this observation is to bring attention to a condition that currently affects over 53 million Americans and is expected to grow to over 67 million people by the year 2030. Arthritis is the leading cause of disability in the United States and has an economic impact of over $156 million in medical expenses and lost wages. So here's the three forms of arthritis. Maybe you can identify with one. I hope you don't identify with any, but if you have arthritis, listen up. Osteoarthritis. This is the most common form of arthritis, which results in the wearing down of the cartilage at the ends of the bones, and that's my age bracket. It leads to bones rubbing against bone, causing pain.
And if you take vitamin D, you don't have that problem.
Then there's rheumatoid arthritis, and that's an autoimmune disease that causes an inflammatory reaction to occur in the synovium or lining of the joints, and eventually this too will cause the joints to deteriorate. And then there's psoriatic arthritis, and this occurs in people who have psoriasis. It affects the joints as well as the ligaments and tendons that are attached to the bones. So there's a lot of misinformation about arthritis and available treatment options. And some common misconceptions are that arthritis only affects the elderly. That's not true. Arthritis can, I've heard of little
questions
about it. Arthritis can occur at any age. That exercise exercise may make arthritis worse. And that's not true either. Exercise improves your muscle strength, which can take some of the pressure away from the joints. Here's another misconception. All joint pain is related to arthritis. This is not true either. Other causes of joint pain include gout, bursitis, lupus, and tendonitis. And here's another misconception, that there's no treatment for arthritis. Well, this isn't true either. Often treatment will involve relieving the symptoms with medications and physical therapy. Surgery may be needed if the condition is causing limitations in one's ability to perform functions of daily living. So if you're experiencing any pain or discomfort in your joints, it's advisable to speak with a rheumatologist or orthopedist who specializes in treating arthritic conditions. So that's the bottom line. If you're in pain, go see your doctor.
Hey, Lynn, I got a question for Dr. Michael.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Dr. Michael.
Yeah.
You said that first one, Lynn said, that the cartilage goes, you got bone, rubbing bone.
So
vitamin D
will
take care of it. Does vitamin D grow new cartilage?
Oh, this I don't know. I'm not a doctor. All I know is the vitamin D. No, but a vitamin D, when I take my vitamin D, my arthritis goes away. I don't have nothing.
Yeah, but if you get the cartilage gone, you know, I don't know.
My cartilage doesn't.
About the regrowth. Gary, Dad had that really badly at the end. Oh, my gosh. He's just great.
You know,
the cartilage was gone.
Gary.
Huh.
You know one thing that you never told the audience?
What?
What?
About your brother Gary, what he went through because he didn't do something. Why don't you tell the audience because
that
may not be a problem. People should know about
that. And Jennifer just had that happen.
Well, why don't you say, Gary, what happened? Because people should know what happens.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I told my brother, we've been raised together since 4 or 5 years ago. We were next door neighbors. I think. Come down here to live with me and help me out in my later years here and make life a little bit easier for me. But he moved on down and just got my roof redone and had roof of nails come off the roof, which happens to everybody. I don't care. They do their best to pick up the nails, but there's not every nail picked up. Well, as I was asking the late Mary about numbness in your feet, that's what he has, completely numb in his feet. He has no feeling.
Well, wait. I got to interrupt you. You're leaving off the major point. You're skipping off the major point, Gary.
He stepped on a nail.
Yes,
he stepped on a nail, went through his shoe, and he couldn't feel nothing. He walked on that nail, hit his toe, walked on
that
nail.
I got to interrupt you again. You're leaving off the major issue. Why we're talking about it right now. He got a nail in his toe, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he go to the doctor or a hospital or anywhere to get a tetanus shot? No. That's the problem.
Three days he did not. And what he got is gangrene in his toe. Just 3 days of not going to the doctor and say, it's all right. Well, you better go to, for, as soon as you step on something like that, go to a doctor and get
your
shot.
Our daughter stepped on a nail, also from the roof.
Right away.
Yep.
But the only difference is within the hour, she went to Publix supermarket. And she, by the way, people don't know that.
Here
in Florida, you go to Publix and they'll give you tetanus shot at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
She got a shot within the hour. Thank God, no problem. Within an hour, fine. So if you ever step on a nail, go immediately and get a tetanus shot. And I'm saying, I'm saying immediately, within an hour, do it.
Some people
are just
stubborn, and he's stubborn, and it
cost him
his toe. Three days, the VA took his toe off. So, you know,
he waited three days.
Go to a doctor.
He could have lost his foot.
Gangrene's bad, yes. If he had stepped anywhere else on his foot, he could have lost the whole foot. He just lost the toe. Fortunately, it hit the toe.
But if he would have gone to the if you would have gone to get his tetanus shot right away,
no problem.
Yeah. People are getting upset. I can hear it on the other end. Let's do Gary's trivia.
And we come back.
When we come back, maybe there'll be another caller. Well, Gary, can we do your trivia now?
No,
we
fine.
Most certainly can.
Wait a second. What time is it?
Ask Chris. It's 8:14.
We'll move back to break.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Go ahead, Gary. Do your trivia. 407-894-16. Do your trivia, Gary.
Okay. We like to make it easy. Dave and me like to make things easy. We want everybody to have a chance to win. And we have good prizes. All right. My question is tonight. It's a real trivia question. What was Bugs Bunny's name? Bugs Bunny's name was what?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, wait.
So that's the question. What was Bugs Bunny's name?
What was Bugs Bunny's name?
407-894-1680. That's a question. 407-894-1680. That's his question of the night. What was Bugs Bunny's name?
Yeah, what was his name?
Leave it
easy. Again. I mean, I'm trying to give a prize away tonight. I really am.
I'll talk about it. Okay, and if you're a first-time caller, you go to the head of the line. First-time callers go ahead of the line. First-time callers go ahead of the line. If you know Bugs Bunny's name, now's the time to say it. 407-894-1680. You'll go to the head of the line if you're a first-time caller.
We want a winner. We want a winner.
If you've never won before.
Never
you
won
to be a first-time caller, but yes. You have to be a first-time caller as far as ever winning.
What's up, Lynn?
No, I was going to ask Gary why they're not bringing you back a banana slip, but then I realized it would melt.
It would melt.
You need a freezer bag like I do. Yeah. Well, Gary will have to take it for ice cream.
Yeah. We have to go down ourselves. We went to that Italian place you told us about, and I couldn't see $9 for an ice cream cone, but we did. So $9 for an ice cream cone down that Italian place you said down on Aloma.
Huh? That's an Italian ice place.
That's an Italian ice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$9.
They're expensive.
Don't mention the name.
They're expensive.
No, I ain't mention the name, but I just said I ain't paying that much for ice cream cone again. I didn't know.
$9? Are you sure?
Yeah, $9.
I wouldn't either. That's crazy.
I had to eat it. I paid $9 for it.
You must have gotten a super, super, super large.
You should have saved it.
No, I just got a large.
$9?
In a cup.
We have one of those near here. I will check that out. I want to see what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
Anybody calling in? Chris, anybody calling in yet? Nobody knows the answer.
That line should be full. Those lines should be absolutely full.
Okay. Wait a minute, because I was on the phone. And what
anybody
was,
first-time caller?
Not a first-time caller, but what was the question? Let me hear the question, because I missed the question.
What was Bugs Bunny's name?
What was Bugs Bunny's name?
Yeah.
Oh,
it should be easy. I mean, that's a giveaway.
Okay, anyway, any first time callers?
Well, have a first time caller, but I got our good friend all the way from Canada giving us a call, Carrie, from the British Columbia, trying to get in on this one.
After the break. After Gary's question, we'll go to break.
All right.
Any other calls?
Outside of that, that's Gary. All she wrote. That's all she wrote.
Nobody knows it.
That's your question, Michael. That's all she wrote.
Wait. We don't want to get Carrie in on. You don't want to get Carrie in on the trivia?
Yeah, we do.
Well, yes. Bring her on.
All right. I didn't think she was calling for trivia.
Yeah.
She was calling for trivia. She got the answer.
Wait, Carrie, were you calling for trivia or you was calling for the next segment?
The topic, because now I may drop the call because we're in a bad pocket here.
Are you in a bad tone? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on one moment then, okay?
Okay.
Well, Gary, give the answer.
All right.
I can't believe the answer.
Bugs Bunny's
name was Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny was his name. We're going to break on that one. We got to go to break.
It was a giveaway.
Silly rabbit. Tricks off a kid.
Bugs Bunny's name was Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Like who's buried in
Greg? Exactly. Who's buried in Greg? We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. Sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down are the ones that will help you
get back
up.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you back with us. So we have a caller calling in from Kerry from British Columbia. How you doing, Kerry?
Hi, Kerry.
Hey, Kerry.
What
Where'd Kerry go?
Her call dropped before, she said she might be having a problem with her phone, with reception.
Yeah, she did tell us that.
She'll be back in a second. Oh, Chris, we didn't hear that quote with Sheila. It got cut off. And it sounded like a really good quote about people knocking you down and then what?
Sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down are the ones that will help you get back up.
Oh. People that you expect to kick you down are the ones that will help you pick
right.
you up.
Right. So, you know, sometimes you got those that you just automatically assume or the ones that's going to be right there to just walk you through the mud, but they're not actually the ones
right.
walking you through the mud. They're the ones that's like, okay, I know I get on your case and I get on your nerves, but this ain't the time. Let me pick you up, dust you off, and let me push you along the way so you can rebound the way you need to rebound and get back on track.
Interesting. So you like that quote, I can tell.
Yeah. It's true, though. It's true. I've witnessed it, and I've done it myself on several occasions. Because a lot of people look at me, like, for example, a lot of my students look at me like, you're always getting on my case, Mr. Shaw. You're always this, you're always that. But when they really down and out from everybody else, I'm that one that's like, come on, we coming up out of this because you can't stay here for long. We gotta move on.
Yeah, you're the one there for them to give them moral support.
Right.
Hmm.
And then I I take my bit off and whoop them again.
you're real hard, but
he's
you're really hard, Chris.
Gary, he's tough because I've been on the phone with him and he's talking to his students and he does whoop your butt.
Oh wow, good going, Chris.
He's very authoritative.
That's all. I tried my best to help them out so they can understand when they get in the workforce. You have to be able to be resilient and you can't take every penny that's tossed your way. You can't keep taking the hits. You got to grab them, catch them, put them in your pocket and keep moving.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. This might be Kerry calling us back. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Oh, that was my line, Gary. We both said okie dokie.
I always say okie dokie.
Me too.
I think you caught that for me.
I think I did. 10 years of career. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, Kerry has a story, I guess. Medical story.
Oh, from British Columbia. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your weather like over that way, Lynn? Looking like rain. You're going to get more rain than me, I think.
No, we don't have any rain, and our grass is, everybody's lawn is dying, and we're not getting any rain.
Wow. Mm-hmm. My grass is nice and green.
In fact, we have brush fire warnings right now in this area. Yep.
Yeah. And California's had some big fires already going again out there. Yep. But the rainy season's coming.
Yeah.
Coming right around the corner.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry. Here's what we're going to do.
That's okay.
We have, normally we call them the dynamic duo because it's always Carrie and Christine. And every now and then, you know, Christine might be busy or Carrie might be busy, so you can only get one or the other. But this time we got, instead of us having Carrie, we got Christine on the phone line who knows the 411 because they like sisters anyway. That's why we call them the dynamic duo. So, Christine is going to talk and tell us about what's going on with Carrie and what went down.
Okay, so Carrie must be having phone issues up there in Canada.
Yes. She is in a car, and she was visiting some relatives today, and she was trying to come back in time to listen to the radio, but I guess they got delayed. And she's in the car, and since they're out in the boondocks, they go through bad pockets where they can't get a cell reception.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
We get
you know, being besties, she's asked me to tell you her story.
Well, we'll accept it.
Okay.
You're a stand-in. You're a stand-in, Christine.
Yeah, we accept
you.
I'm
a proxy. Yeah, I'm her proxy today.
Right, by proxy.
Yeah. Carrie
battles
sleep
apnea.
Well, you have to start over, Christine.
Hear
you.
Yeah, start over.
Oh, whoops. Okay. I hope you can hear me. All right. She battles sleep apnea.
Okay.
And
sleep apnea.
Ever since childhood. Yeah. When she was a child, they didn't have CPAP machines yet. So when she was, I hope I get this right. When she was 11 years old, she had a trach put in, which she has dealt with and used ever since. And just recently, they've discontinued the trach that she uses, and they're giving her this different one that does not fit the stoma. It protrudes too much. It's uncomfortable. And she said, I've had it. And she went to a sleep study. She got diagnosed, went through a lot of magic hoops to get diagnosed, had to get diagnosed two or three times before the government would get her a CPAP machine. And now that she's got a CPAP machine, she found out it's totally inaccessible, and she's trying to get it changed out for another one that is more accessible for the blind. So she is currently trying to get the more accessible CPAP machine so that she can get on the CPAP machine and have the trach removed, and hopefully the stoma will either close up or she can get it surgically closed.
Uh-huh.
Christine,
so that's Carrie's story.
What makes it more accessible, Christine? It's Lynn. What makes the CPAP more accessible for the blind?
Right, that was an accent.
I'm guessing there's dials and knobs as opposed to a completely flat screen. And there's there might be some tactile buttons, and there might be some feature. I don't know the whole thing. She hasn't got the accessible machine yet, but the one she has now, she would need to call whenever she needed to increase the pressure or increase the humidity.
Right.
Who's going to wake up at 2 in the morning to call the nurse to have it remote control changed?
See, that's something you wouldn't think of. That's interesting.
Yeah. So now she's trying to find one that's more accessible. Like I said, she doesn't have it yet, so I don't know all that goes into it, but as it is right now, you know, you don't want to wake up at 2 in the morning and call the nurse, will you please increase the humidity? You know, you want to operate it on your own.
Right.
Just
my question is to you.
How, this is Canada from British Columbia. How is it covered medically? I mean, we have our Medicare or whatever covers down here. What do you all have up there that covers your costs for those type of machines?
I think they've got the national health coverage. It's Canada's
supposed to be everything's free up there.
Country.
Well, in Canada, but I thought everything was free. Canada, all the medical.
Yeah, it's all covered. Is what I'm saying. Everything is covered. They pay more taxes to pay for it, but a lot of this stuff is covered. But it's taken out in the taxes, not buying insurance.
They're going to get you one way or another.
Well, thank you so much for reporting back to us and let us know.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, I'm hoping I did Carrie justice, but you know, she's in a pocket now and she can't really call out.
Well, she's out of the pocket. Before we go off the air, she can call in.
And I was going to say, Carrie can check on your presentation, Christine, when the show is archived later on late this evening. she can listen to you and make sure you said everything correct.
and you're a good proxy.
And I'll let her know she's welcome to call back if she comes out of the pocket.
Sure is.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. So this was Christine via Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody else got anything out there, please call in 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
All right, it's going to be trivia time while we're waiting. Trivia time. Yeah. There'll be two trivias. See if you know this song. We'll do the song first. Verb will be second. Chris, you got the song ready to go? See if you know this song. 407-894-1680. This is a big song. Who knows it? Anybody know it? Chris, you there? Who's singing the song? We're singing a great song. I know Howie knows this song. Well, anybody else know it? Nice Howie. Anybody know that song?
Song or the artist?
The artist. Who's singing it?
That's obvious.
Big song. Chris, play a little more of that song in case they didn't hear all of it.
Yeah. Good song. It isn't Elvis Presley.
Okay, that's enough, Chris. Big song, big group. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Anybody know it? That's an easy one, too. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That was the number one song and big group.
And that's we need a winner.
That was the first time. Listen, I don't know. That was the first time, as far as I know, to my knowledge, that violins were ever played in a rock and roll song like that. Because you hear the song, you hear violins.
That's right.
So who's singing it? Chris, anybody on the line?
He's busy on the phone. It must be packed. Must be hot lines tonight. I think we're going to have a winner.
Got to have a winner. That's an easy song.
Need a winner. Nobody got the Bugs Bunny.
All righty. I'm back. All right. So I got three callers on the phone line.
Anybody new?
Nobody's new. All winners. And that plugged up all of the phone lines. All right? So I have Ms. Rose.
Okay, dope.
I have Anthony from West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I have Howie from Delray Beach.
Howie knew. Who was the first one who called?
Ms. Rose was number one.
Rose. She was number one.
Howie was number two, and Anthony was number three.
Okay, so let's see if Rose can get it.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line and talk with Orlando's very own, one of the finest young ladies that you'll ever know, Mama Rose. Mama Rose, how you doing?
I'm blessed. Mama Rose. How are you?
Hi, Mama Rose.
Doing good, Rose. Hi. Doing good, Mama Rose. What's the answer, Mama Rose?
So who's singing the song?
The Drifters.
You are correct. It was the Drifters.
Hey. You got a winner.
So you just won yourself. I'm 79 years old. I remember that.
Well, and you just won yourself a $10 gift card from. I'm going to give you Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Sonny's
Barbecue. It's coming your way. Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Ms. Rose.
See you pays to listen to the Bond Beyond radio show.
Thank you, Mama Rose. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks. The same.
Enjoy your dinner.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go over to Delray Beach, Florida, and talk with our good friend Anthony Howie from Delray Beach. Howie, how you doing?
All right, what's going on?
Hello, Howie.
Okay, so Howie, we knew that you knew, and you was like 3 seconds off from being the caller number two. And Miss Mama Rose, who's 79 years old, I don't know how Mama Rose beat you to the number, Howie. I don't know how she did it, but she did it.
Who was the lead singer?
I knew Howie knew it.
Michael? Huh? Who was the lead singer?
Ooh.
At that time, that was Clyde McFatter.
That was probably
it was either Benny King or Correct. Clyde McFatter, one or the other.
Benny, I was thinking it could be Benny King.
Benny King or Clyde McFatter. You know what?
I think it was Clyde McFatter.
It was either Clyde McFatter or Benny King. I'm not sure which one. One or the other. Benny King.
What was Benny King's big song, movie song?
Stand By Me. That's Stand By
right.
Me.
Okay. All right. You're there.
Stand By Me. Did I hesitate at all?
I owe you Stand a $10 Subway gift certificate.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Gonna...
There you go. All right. Now I'm going to give you another trivia time. But this is going to be a harder one. You might not. Nobody get it.
So we have to hang up.
You have to hang up, Howie. And you can call back. But it's a harder question.
Okay, so wait. Before you ask the question, Mike, here's the answer. All right, so the song "There Goes My Baby" is a song written by Benjamin Earl Nelson or Benny E. King, and it goes down to say with the original lead, Clyde McFatter.
Oh, it was Clyde McFatter? Okay,
yeah.
So I wasn't sure it was Clyde McFatter or Benny King. So Clyde McFatter was the lead. Okay. So Clyde McFatter had a few big Drifters hits. He was the lead. And then he went on his own. So now this is not a music question. I'm going to ask an easy question. Here's the question. And there was a movie called Rocky. And for those people who don't know Rocky, for those people that are blind, I'll go around it and say there was a movie called Rocky. And it was famous in many things. One of the things it was famous for, that he walked up some steps in Philadelphia. This place became, it was famous before, but the movie made it even famous. Does anybody know the name of this place where he walked up the steps? There was like 100, 200 steps.
But he didn't walk it, he ran it. He ran those steps.
How do you know you're blind? Who told you?
Come on, Mike. Mike.
I did it that time.
If you're going to ask a question, you got to ask a question, Mike. Come on, everybody know Adrian.
The question is, what was the name?
Adrian.
What was the name of the building? What's it called? I want to know that. Who?
You didn't hear what he said.
What he say?
Adrian. I love you. That's what it was, right?
Okay, sick puppy. So the question is, what was the name of the building? It's still there, and it's called something. I want to know the name of what it's called. What is it called? It's a famous building in Philadelphia. Anybody in Philadelphia should know the name. But I'm just saying, what's the name of the building?
There better be a Philadelphia listener out there.
Ooh, that's a tough one, Mike. What's the name of that building in particular?
It is tough.
I want to know the name of the building.
The building?
It's a famous name.
Of the flight of stairs that he ran up on.
Yep.
I didn't even know it was a building. I thought it was just a bunch of stairs.
The steps belong to the building.
Oh.
That's a tough one, Mike. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's worse than my Bugs Bunny. Or Peter Rabbit.
I know it because I was there.
I mean, I've been there a couple of times, too, and I've seen it. But I can't remember the name.
And you didn't pay attention.
When you get my age, you'll understand.
Yeah, right.
I got to tell you something, but this is funny. A friend of mine, which I will not mention his name, drove by the place a couple days ago. He said, you would not believe the line in front of the building. People standing in front of the... Yeah.
Line what? To go up the steps?
No. On the right-hand side of this building, there's a trophy. A statue of Rocky.
Right.
And people want to take a picture of themselves with Rocky. And he said, can you imagine all these people? He said there was hundreds of people in line to take a picture with Rocky. And he says it was a fake. And the movie Rocky, there was no real person. It's all fake. Rocky was not a fake. So the question is, Rocky was a famous movie, but it was not it wasn't a real person. Rocky's out of his imagination. He's from Philly,
too.
Yeah, he's from Philly,
Did you walk the stairs or climb the stairs, Michael?
Yes, many times. I could not. Oh, wait. I could never run all the way up. I used to run up maybe the first 20, and then I stopped walking. I got to the top quite a few times, but I was out of breath, and that's one of my good days. That's
how many steps are there?
I don't know.
Do you know, Chris?
No.
It's over 100, I think.
47.
How many?
47 is a good estimate. So he only did halfway. Listen, we got two callers on the phone line, both calling from the Delray Beach, Florida area. We got our good friend, how are we calling back? And then we have Bill from Delray Beach calling in as well.
They both know they're oldies.
Yeah.
So
our good friend,
Howie was first.
He said, come on, man. Why you doing like that? He said that was too easy.
How are we making it sound like this is
a piece of cake?
First of all, there's 72 steps.
Bam, that's one answer 72. Right there. 72 steps.
How do we know this? Did you look it up?
47, Chris.
No!
Ollie? How do you know 72 steps? How do you know it's 72, not 74?
Trivia,
how do you know?
When it comes to trivia, I know my stuff. It's the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Come on.
Hey.
Okay, close enough. It's the art museum. They call it the art museum. He's at Philadelphia.
Okay.
They don't call it Philadelphia.
Good going, Howie. Good going, Howie.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Sounds art good museum, to me.
I wonder how you know 72 steps. Howie,
if you've seen the movie 411 times, you know a lot about it.
You counted, Howie. You counted, Howie.
I never said 72 steps or 74 steps.
Wait, Howie, why are you watching a movie out of 400 times? You counted each step every movie?
I'm watching a movie I've seen 700 times. I'm watching The Godfather right now.
Oh, Howie.
You know, that's Rocky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Howie.
Right.
My wife said, you're right, Howie. I said Art Museum, and my wife just corrected me. She said, you're right. My version was the Art Museum. Because I've been there since a kid. I'm from Philly. Lingate, what's the
real name? Is the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
The Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Correct.
That's the real name.
Well, there you go,
never
Michael.
Never disbelieve me, Michael.
But I want to know how many steps. That's what I want to know.
I'll look it up.
Look it up.
I'm going to.
Take it easy, guys.
You too. Take care.
Oh, wait, he won.
All right, Howie.
You won $10.
Congratulations. Good. Congratulations. Good going. Well, Michael, we got another Philadelphia. That was his stuff.
He's not from Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought he was from Philly.
Howie's right.
Is it really?
Yes.
Howie, you're right. Linda just looked it up at 72 steps.
I'm going to start listening to Howie instead of you, Michael.
I told you.
It says for decades, the 72 stone steps known today as the Rocky Steps were simply the way to get to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, one of the largest art museums in the entire country, home to over 300,000 works of art spanning 2,000 years. So wait, that's the only way to get up there? So what if you're, there must be a ramp for handicapped people.
Around the back.
On the back?
Yeah,
you got to go through the dock area. You're going to have to go through the dock area, and everybody else got to make entrance through the dock area.
Probably. You know what's in back? A fabulous waterfall like Niagara Falls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A what?
That's when the Schuylkill Expressway comes down, the water comes down there.
And the cat's knocking off our speakers.
Princess, you're knocking off our speakers, Princess.
Is there anybody else on the phone, Chris?
Anybody on the line?
Nope, that's it. I thought we were going to get a chance to talk to Bill from Delray Beach, but he let go.
Okay, I'll come up with another trivia.
But yeah,
I'm coming up with
so wait, why?
Because, I'm gonna come up with a trivia.
Wait, Mike, I think when they did that movie, because of the training aspect and where Rocky Balboa was running, I think it was like right up in his lane. Because you saw that movie, I think that scene was in Rocky One and Rocky Five. I believe Rocky Five was part of it too when he came back, or no, Rocky Four when he came back and had the young man that he was training from the area, from the same neck of the woods, Tommy. See, I'm telling my age now.
Yeah, everything is from Philadelphia because he went from Philadelphia. He used to live in Philly, Stallone.
Yeah.
And he went to Lincoln High School.
But I wonder when he ran up those steps in the movie, if he ran up so far and he really stopped and then they kept, you know, making it look like he ran all the way up to the top.
You couldn't do that back then, Gary. You had to actually go through the whole process. Today's technology, yes, you could probably do half the steps and put it in the cycle and make it look like, and then just let them take a time and climb up.
Right.
Remember now, you know, when you're training for an athletic movie and you're doing an athletic training, that's a lot of work ethic that you have to put in. There's no way you can you can't half step that one. Trust me,
I'm going to ask a question now. I'm going to answer a question now. It can only be answered by a new person. It's going to be an easy question, but it's going to be.
Get to it. We're going to be.
Here's the question, but you got to be new to answer the question. The answer, you got to be new. You can't be someone who answered any question before that won. So if you're a person never won before, you can answer the question only. Here's the question. President Kennedy had two brothers and a sister. Can you name them? Two brothers and a sister. Can you name them? He might have had more.
I was going to say he had more than one sister.
Well, he had two brothers that I know about. One died. Two brothers lived. The one brother died before he was president. The two brothers after he was president was still alive. And he had a sister. He had many sisters, but I'm saying if you name one of his sisters.
One of his brothers died in the war.
Yeah,
he had one old shot, one day.
Don't stop talking about it, please. Two, I